We got a treat now, fellas. We are about to be joined by the founder of the Australian Cornhole League. We've had a lot of texts from our listeners who are familiar with the sport, and we've managed to get a hold of Wayne Striplin, founder of the Australian Cornhole League. Wayne, thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Good morning. How you doing?
Going really well. So your sport, cornhole, in Australia, where can we play it?
Well, we currently are hosting the tournaments here in Brisbane. And Victoria Point is where I live. And we've been hosting tournaments around there and then a few in the city as well. But looking to actually add Albury to the lineup because they want to be an affiliate member of the Cornhole League of Australia. So we're going there next.
Wayne, please forgive me. I hadn't heard of cornhole before, but how long's it been here in Australia? I believe it's been, in America for a long period of time, but how long has the competition been up and running here in Australia?
Well, my competition's been here. We're going on our third year, 2020, but, the COVID has given us a little bit of a hard time because we haven't been able to go into the pubs and actually run the tournaments, but there was a league a little while back in Victoria, and I think it fizzled out, but the Cornhole League of Australia started in 2018.
Pardon the pun, but is there a real appetite for this?
Well, when we first started here at the, in Brisbane, it started out with me trying to convince a pub to give us a go and let us have a crack. And next thing you know, we've got 70 players that play every time we come.
Wayne, how do we get involved? I think Laurie is, I think he's perfect for this. Retired from rugby league a few years back, I think this could be his go-to for his second sport. How does he get involved?
So basically, we're only in Queensland right now, and then the Albury's coming up. So I should have that up and running soon. But to get involved, you can go to our Facebook page, which is the Cornhole League of Australia. And I do believe that anybody can play this game because it's a very social sport. We have men, women, some of the women are actually better than the guys at playing. And we have no, like currently we don't have a women's league or a men's league. It's all mixed. So anybody can play. Very social, like I said. And you could hold a drink in your hand if you wanted to while you're playing. It's okay.
Oh, Loz, that's you for sure.
It does sound like me. Can you be on your own and just turn up and sign and register, or do you have to go with a partner, or do you have to form a team?
So when we come in and run a tournament, we actually hold a singles tournament, and you can just rock up and sign up to play. So it's $10 per person to play. And then, of course, we've got prize money because our sponsors normally sponsor the prize money. But also, you can have a doubles. We have a singles tournament and then a doubles tournament.
And Wayne, where in the States are you from initially? And I'm guessing this is something you've done for as long as you can remember.
Yeah, I'm originally from Mississippi, and then I met a New Zealand girl, and then now we live in Australia.
Oh, brilliant. Now, I want to ask you about your strategy as well. What makes a good cornhole player?
I think practice. When I first started the game, most of the players came, they didn't have their own cornhole set. And so when I started the business, I was like, I'm going to make sure I manufacture the boards and the bags here in Australia because I want this to be the Australian version. And I want to get the skill level up where we can compete on the worldwide stage because cornhole is actually worldwide. So if I can get my comp to get up, we can compete against, and throw bags with anyone in the world.
What would you recommend the best strategy to be? Is it to go the hole in one style or to slide it up the board, hit the board and slide up through the hole?
I think you have to have both of those. And you also have to use some tactics to actually knock some people off the board as well. So, airmail is three in the hole. So that's when sliding it up is just, and it lands on the board, that's one on the board. So sometimes you want to block the hole so your opponent can't get their bag in the hole. So there's a lot of tactics to it, and that's where that practice comes in.
Well, this is amazing. This is unbelievable. I've never heard of this, but I'm going to start to play it, Wayne, and we encourage everyone to get out there and play it. Now, if they want to register, how do they go about finding out how they can play cornhole?
If you go to Facebook and you search for the Cornhole League of Australia, there's only one, Cornhole League of Australia, the CLA, that's our association, and give us a like, and then you can actually see when an event's going to be coming near to your town. And like I said, we're starting in Albury soon.
Gee, can't wait. But Wayne, it's been great to get an insight off you this morning. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you. Have a great day.